أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي الصبر قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah 74, 75 and 76 of Surah Al-Kahf. In the last verses, last ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described the first wing of Khadir alayhi salam. That is, despite the fact that he embarked together with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam on a ferry, they were not charged, yet he had damaged that ferry, and of course under no circumstances was that acceptable in the Shariat of Musa alayhi salam, in our Shariat, in any Shariat. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam raised an objection. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the second incident, فَانْطَلَقَا. Then both of them proceeded, they went on. Hatta إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا. Until they met a young boy. In the narration it comes that they disembarked from that ferry at the bank or at the shore. And then they went on, they came to this place. There were several people, children playing. And now Khadir sees this boy. فَقَتَلَهُ. He kills the young boy. Now if you look at it, one was a crime with regards to possessions of others. Now it's a life that he has taken. According to most of the commentators, many of the narrations, غُلَامًا here refers to a boy that was not baligh. So that now magnifies issues that a young boy, what was his crime? Why did you kill him? It's not permissible in our Shariat. It's not permissible in the Shariat of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could not tolerate this. He could not accept this. قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ. He asked Khadir alayhi salam that do you kill a soul that is zakiya, a soul that is innocent, a soul even if this child would have killed someone, hypothetically, then in their Shariat and in our Shariat, there is no law of retaliation that will be taken for a minor child. So on the one hand, if this child hypothetically kills someone, there is no retaliation, you cannot kill this child. And over and above that, the child didn't kill anyone, and now you just kill this child. So this is a magnified crime that you have committed, بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ, without any law of retaliation. قَدْ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. And now you have brought about, you have embarked on a very grievous, heinous sin, and hence it is not acceptable. So Khadir alayhi salam's reply to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكْ. Did I not say to you, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ الصَّبْرَ, that you will not be able to bear patiently with me. In other words, you and I are on different wavelengths, if we may use that term. You also are a Nabi of Allah. Then your Nubuwat, you've got Risalat, you are Kalimullah, you've got Kitab from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you've got an Ummah to look after and to show them the Shariat. But your knowledge and my knowledge, it's too different, it is poles apart, so you will never be able to bear with me. قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ عَن شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا. Now, first Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he excused himself by saying that he had forgotten. But now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes the offer, to Khadir that if I ask you regarding anything after this, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي, then do not be my companion, do not accompany me, or do not allow me to accompany you. In other words, now I understand that there is differences in the knowledge that Allah had bestowed upon you and the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon me. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا, and certainly from my side there is an udhar, there is an excuse that I present to you. In other words, this is difficult for me to bear. So here Musa alayhi salatu was salam, what we will term, he placed his ma'zarat. In other words, he had to now excuse himself, realizing that this is a different kind of knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Khidr. And in this way, the very, very important lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, and perhaps Allah ta'ala spoke about it in Surah Yusuf, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, above every knowledgeable person is a more knowledgeable person. We should never ever have this thought in our hearts that we are know-it-all, especially insofar as the Sharia of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, insofar as the Masail of Deen is concerned. That we leave to the ulama, we leave to the fuqaha, we let them deduce the Masail from Quran and Hadith, and of course we will follow. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.